so crazy, it's hard to believe. What's on this journey? Let us see. Aliens have landed, run away in fear. How deep is the rabbit hole? We'll find out this year. Sasquatch mating seems to be the norm, along with crazy death and markings in the corn. Don't look behind you, you'll surely die of fright. If we're lucky, we'll make it through the night. Maybe we'll uncover all the things that can be. Welcome to another year of Wickedness.
Hey, what is up, my fellow weirdos? Happy Tuesday to you, and I hope you're kicking back and, you know, got some smooth jazz on and a nice bubble bath run with a glass. Fuck that. Actually, I hope you're listening to Weird Candy. Woo! Happy New Year and welcome back. And we're glad to be back. My name is Chris, and with me as always is the Sperminator himself, Chuck. Chuck!
Oh, yeah.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, dude?
You got it, man. You know, just rocking the afro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to be here. It's good to be away from some of the things in life that get to you over time.
like I don't know, family?
Like, life has just been really fucking hectic lately. Lots of car problems that I can never just solve a car problem without finding another fucking problem.
Well, yeah, that's just not how car problems work, homie.
And then we're remodeling the kid's bedroom, and it's like, you know, it's the whole process of once we pulled out some of the furniture, then we got to clean the walls and scrub the floorboards. And then as we're scrubbing the floorboards, we're like, oh, let's rip the fucking carpet out. And then we'll just rip the carpet out and leave the old linoleum floor. It's got like some kind of linoleum tile stuff.
I'm sure that's not asbestos.
It could be old, dude. But instead, you know, we got a big ass area rug for.
That's sad.
It's looking good, but it's been a whole fucking process. And she had so much crap in her room that she needed to get rid of that there are bins in my living room stacked up. And you know how I am about my living room.
Yep, absolutely.
So there's bins that she still has to go through to decide whether I need to put this back in my room or, hey, this needs to go to storage shed.
Right,
you know,
right.
But now they're just stacked up in my living room, and I'm like, I'm sitting there like, I need this stuff done.
I need it gone. Yeah, no dude. Shit, dude. Hell yeah.
But it's been hectic and busy, and so.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Except for we tried to record before, and I got caught up in shit, and
here
we are, what, 3 weeks later?
Yeah, but we still have a topic. And it's a fun one.
We're about 3 weeks late on it, but yeah.
That's okay. I think the people are going to forgive us, and if not, well, hi new listener.
Oh, yeah. I also had a really weird ass dream, if I could, but you know, we don't have to get into
it. Let's get into that. Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah, dude.
Always get into that.
All right.
Wait a minute. All right. Is the mood set?
Oh yeah.
All right.
So, in this dream, I start off by stepping through a doorway into what looks like a really trashy, like, drug den. Like a little small apartment where you know the people inside do a lot of drugs, like something you'd see in
my living room.
Like Train Spotting or something. It's very sparse in the furniture. There's like one couch over against the wall beneath a window.
All right, go ahead.
And there's like dingy light coming in from the window behind the couch, dingy yellow light streaming in.
Right.
And there's a coffee table that's like overrun with overflowing ashtrays and beer cans and beer bottles and drug paraphernalia.
Right.
And this just terrible old like 70s carpeting and shit.
Right.
And there's like these two punk rock dudes on the couch.
Yeah.
And one is like big and buff. He's more like Doyle from the Misfits.
Okay, gotcha.
So he's like a big buff guy and like a wife beater, and he's doing drugs and shit. And the other guy's
what kind of
like,
drugs per se?
I think it was methamphetamines. He was jacked, dude. And then there was this little squirrely guy sitting next to him and shit.
Hey, Rocco.
And they're both like punk rock dudes, and I'm like, I don't know. It didn't even seem weird to me that I'm walking into this like drug den with punk rock dudes in it.
I like the fact that you call it a drug den. I honestly I didn't realize that was still a term.
I thought that there would be a fun way to put it.
Continue.
So I really thought about what words I would use to tell you this story. I did. So I'm like, are we ready to go, guys? Come on, we got to fucking go, you know? And they're like, the big guy, he's like, go wake my fucking brother up, and we'll go. And he points to this back room, and I go and I open the door, and I see like air mattress on the floor.
Right.
And there's somebody underneath the blankets just all covered up, and I kick him, and I go, "Oi, punk, what the fuck up? Your brother says we got to go." And then I see them pull the covers down, and I realize it's not his brother.
Oh, right? Okay. Who is it?
It's some other person I don't fucking know.
How do you know it's not his brother then?
Because apparently I knew his brother. I just didn't know this person under the blanket.
Okay.
So then out of the corner of my eye, I see his brother sitting on like a blanket on the floor in the corner rocking back and forth.
Oh, boy.
And he's like gritting his teeth.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, "Yo, your brother says we got to go. Let's go." And then as we walk out the door, it kind of fades like a movie, like switching between scenes. Then the next scene is we're in this beautiful palace-looking-ass place.
Okay, palace-looking-ass place. Yeah, like
Like a beautiful palace you would see in Africa.
And what's that?
Not like a European palace, an old castle, but
like
more
a Russian palace?
Like more like you see in Africa. You know, there's a lot of open air stuff and a lot of like tan on the walls and beautiful rugs and tapestries and stuff.
No Lion King?
Not yet, dude. Hold on. We'll get there. So we're in this beautiful place, right? And then, I don't know why, but I'm like snacking on some Pringles and somebody walks through the room and they're like, "We don't have Pringles here. Can I have those?" And then like, instead of eating them, they just mash their hand in there and crush up all the chips.
Well, that's
and then
cool.
They're like, "Can we shoot this?" And
I'm like, shit.
I don't know. I guess you fucked up my chips. You can do whatever the fuck you want with it. And so then they run off to shoot the fucking Pringles can. And I step out through this doorway into the larger room. There's like an entryway, and those punk guys are all in there. And I'm like, "Dude, I don't even remember the trip here." You know?
Right. And
we're in Sudan.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I look at my phone, and I know, oh, we're in Sudan.
Right.
Because I can see my location and shit, you know?
You must have been really high.
I don't remember the trip here. And they're like, "Nah, dude, you took those pills when you got on the plane, and you were out. Like, we took a private jet to get here."
Oh,
like,
shit.
Off a fucking hidden airstrip somewhere.
Nice. That's what's up.
And so I'm like, "All right, let's go."
You don't even remember flying on a private jet?
Nope.
Oh, weak.
So I'm like, "All right, bro, let's go. Let's hit things up." And you know, Sudan is like bad. There's lots of like coups going on there. There's all kinds of fighting between like Islam and other people, and there's lots of struggle and strife in Sudan.
Right.
But I'm like, "Let's go hit up the town and stuff." And so we walk out the door, and I didn't even know exactly what Sudan was like. You know, I know of Sudan, but I don't think of it often. You know
really?
What I mean?
It's on my mind daily.
And I didn't know what the ecosystem and everything in Sudan was like.
Right.
But I step outside, and I'm seeing, you know, some sparse trees over there, but they're, you know, it's like not the jungle, but it's like the savannah or whatever.
The Sahara.
It's not desert, but it's like dry and arid, but there are trees and growth and stuff like that. And my brain is populating this stuff even though I didn't know that. I did eventually, after the dream, look up Sudan, and I saw pictures, and I'm like, "That's exactly what it looked like."
That's what I saw.
So anyway, there's like giraffes and rhinos walking around. I'm walking through the yard of this place.
What's up, Chuck?
That now looks like a fucking where they go for safaris and shit.
Right.
It looks like a wildlife reserve or some
hell
shit.
Yeah.
And I see all the wildlife around, and then I go to hop over this creek, and this fucking tiger's there snapping and fish and stuff. and one of the punk rock dudes is like, "Yo, that's just Jerry." I'm like, "You call your tiger Jerry?" And so then we get down to like this main town.
This is all one dream, people.
Yes. So we get down to this area where it's like a shopping area. Like when you see people milling about the markets in those kinds of countries, there's like open air stalls where people are selling food. And
whether it's covered in flies.
Yeah. Whether it be cooked food or it be like fruits and vegetables and things like that. They're all just selling different shit.
Right.
Somebody's selling like fucking knockoff Nikes and shit.
Right.
So,
Nikes.
Yeah. So I'm like looking around, I'm smelling the smells and stuff, and I realize, dude, I need to get a pair of shorts. I'm just hanging out in nothing but my boxer shorts and a hoodie.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why. I'm walking through town just in my boxer shorts and a hoodie and some socks, no shoes. And so I'm like, dude, I got to get some fucking shorts and maybe like a better shirt so I can take off this fucking hoodie. It's hot, you know?
What is going on in your head?
And I don't know. So I go in this one shop. And I'm looking around for clothes and stuff, and I'm like, where are the shorts? And the guy points me in the direction, and I see the sign. It says, in English, shorts.
Just shorts.
So I walk over there, and I'm looking through the racks, and there's no shorts. There's clothing there, which I can't even tell what it is, but I'm like, it's not shorts.
And Chuck loves his shorts, by the way.
I'm like, are you sure there's shorts here? And dude's like, yeah, just keep looking. And so I go to make this corner behind it, like to the side of it, and then somebody else from the other side, no, not back here. This is boys' clothes, like young boys' clothes. So you won't find your size back here, fat ass. So then I'm looking, and I'm not finding any shorts. So I give up, and I go into this back room of this shop, and there's a bed there. And I lay down and I start to doze off. And I say to myself, I go, no, I don't want to doze off. I want to stay here. If I doze off, I'll wake up over there.
Okay.
So like at this point, it's a lucid dream. I know right. that I'm fucking dreaming. I'm like, if I doze off here, I'm going to wake up over there. Right. So I get up and I'm trying to straighten out my boxer shorts to make them look as much like regular shorts as I can.
Which is not going to work.
And I'm walking out and I'm like, dude, you got to get me some shorts. I can't find shorts in any of this shit. And then on the stereo that's pumping music through this little shop. Yeah. Comes on this band, and you won't know them, but they're called Panthymonium, and they're like a metal band that does this real avant-garde kind of strange metal.
Okay.
And one of their songs comes on, and it's just like...
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, this is Panthymonium. You would never hear that on the radio in America.
Only in Sudan. What the fuck, dude? Did you find your shorts?
No, I couldn't find any shorts. I'm like, fuck it. I can't find any shorts. I better wake up. So then I woke up and I had to go pee.
Well, I just got to say, man, kudos to you. That's how you have a dream, ladies and gentlemen.
I gave up. I was like, yeah, it's time to wake up. They don't have any shorts. Fuck it. I'm out. I woke up going, what the fuck is that? And the first thing I did was grab my phone and look up Sudan to see if it really looked right. like that. And I'm like, holy fuck, it does. Oh, yeah. There was one part right before I went in the store where I was like, you know what? I better send Chris my location. He'll never believe that I'm in Sudan.
And I still don't, motherfucker.
Like, what the fuck? Then I sat there for like the next half an hour smoking cigarettes going, what the fuck, dude?
Wow. Well, thank you for listening today. That's our topic. Chuck's dream.
Yeah.
I don't think we could beat that.
No, I don't think so.
But we're going to try anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. Fill the people in, buddy, on what we're going to talk about today. This is something that's very near and dear to Chuck, and yeah. He has been in the rabbit hole for a while on
weeks.
This one.
Yeah, I've been growing my own peanuts and making my own peanut butter. It's really good, you know. It's
like, peanut butter.
So if you guys, we're here today to talk about Chuck's peanut butter, and you could get it thick, creamy, chunky, crunchy. All kinds
smooth
of ways.
Smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
Peanut butter.
Well, speaking of, there's a jazz club over in like Fairview Heights or something. Yeah. We were driving through there with a family the other day, and my son, he goes, I didn't know there was a jazz club over there. He always listens to the shit. I didn't know there was a jazz club over there. And I'm like, he's like, I'm going to go there. And I'm like, nah, you read that wrong. So he's like, oh, I'll still go there.
Replace the A. Put it together, people. It's not a jazz. It's a jizz club. Yes.
All right. So yeah, folks, we're going to fucking talk about that big story that happened at the beginning of the year about the Miami Mall aliens.
What are we talking about?
The aliens in Miami at the mall. They just wanted to hit the hot topic.
Duh.
Yeah, we all know
creepy
that.
Creepy goth girl going, can I help you? Like, God, where'd you come from?
Can I nibble on your soul?
Right. I already traded for some smooth jazz peanut butter.
Oh, we're on the smooth jazz thing. Yeah. Whew. Sometimes I got to use my son's car, and I'll jump in the morning, and he'll have it blasting smooth jazz. And I'm like, whoa, dude, it's fucking not. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. It's too early for a fucking saxophone solo. It's too fucking early for this.
Tell that to Kenny G.
Like, God, no.
It's never too early. Not in Sudan. All right, so to kind of set this up, basically, I found an article on MSN, Newsweek article on MSN.com, a story by Giulia Carbonaro, quote, "An incident at a Miami shopping mall which resulted in the arrest of four teenagers earlier this week has sparked the spread of a bizarre theory on social media which suggests the alleged presence of aliens at the Florida establishment."
That's that would right. be the Bayside Mall.
That would be the Bayside Mall, buddy. More than 60 police cars swarmed the Bayside Marketplace Monday night to shut down a fight involving a group of teenagers who were also throwing fireworks at each other. Four teenagers were arrested in connection to the incident, as reported by local WPLGV. According to the suspect's arrest reports mentioned by the television station, the juveniles were, quote, causing a riot inside the mall and causing panic. Dozens of officers were called around 8:30 p.m. local time.
Dozens? Dude, there was way more than that.
Well, it says more than 60 police cars.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally just said that in the previous paragraph.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I think it was more than 60. I keep hearing a lot.
It says more than 60.
100 officers and squad cars and...
It literally says more than 60, buddy.
Go ahead.
You're like, 60? There was more than that. No, the article says more than 60. But there was more than 60. Hold up. Conspiracy. Chuck is in the rabbit hole, folks. Dozens of officers were called around 8:30 p.m. local time to the two-story mall at 401 Biscayne Boulevard after several people called 911 to report what they thought were gunshots, but were instead loud fireworks. Police cars occupied the boulevard, temporarily blocked access between 2nd and 4th Streets. So that's the official story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's like what's coming down. And I did kind of like curious, you know, what this place is, you know, because it's talk. And all I can find is it's a two-story open-air shopping center, like, which is pretty fucking sweet, you know, until there's a, like, hurricane or something.
Yeah, until there's aliens.
Aliens. Well, it's open air, so they can breathe.
They don't breathe there.
No?
I don't know, man.
But anyway, somebody, you know, there's so many people. Like, so the sheer amount of police deployment to the address to address the incident has raised suspicions among many on social media that the case might have involved more than just teenagers.
Yeah, because here's another thing. I don't remember exactly where this happened, but the same day there was a big brawl out in California at a mall.
Uh-huh.
And according to them, it was way more people involved in this brawl in California and a way lower police presence.
Yeah.
You know, it was like... Well, dude, 80 it's Florida. People. It was like 80 people in California.
Billy, put the alligator down. We got us gunshots. Come on, everybody.
It's a cap gun.
Somebody beatboxing.
Shoot him. It's a machine gun. Look at that guy breakdancing. Ain't nothing else. It's just we don't like that shit.
You ain't no alligator, son.
Wrestle him, Jerry.
Let me get my baby oil.
Get him by the mouth.
Oh, this has got teeth.
Clamp it down. Clamp it down.
Tape. Throw me the tape. So the story goes on. And again, this is just some story I found on MSN from a Newsweek article. Some who analyzed the footage of the scene outside of the Miami Mall on Monday have developed the theory that an alien creature was the real cause of the disturbance.
Yeah, so many stories about portals opening up and these 10-foot-tall creatures that are not really here and flickering in and out of reality. I'm sure you've all heard that by now. you know, but right. And then you saw the videos and the reels and the TikToks and shit.
It's all out there.
Yeah.
It's all out there. Yeah. So anywho, I mean, there's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of posts like on Twitter. Yes, I know it's X now. I'm still going to call it fucking Twitter because, right. Hey, we're old and set my ways.
Yeah, we still call shit what it used to be called. Jamestown right. Mall and Riverport, fucking Riverport and
right, shit like that. Come on. But yes, well, I mean, there's dozens of these and people are saying that in these videos, you can see a 10-foot tall alien creature.
Right.
I've watched these several of these, and at best, you see some blurs.
All right, the two biggest ones that I'm sure a lot of you who listen to us,
they're all 10
you're
foot.
Into this, you're into this stuff, and you listen to it, you know, you watch those kinds of things, you've seen them, but there are two videos regarding the alien, the one from the helicopter.
Right.
And it's like strolling back and forth but in front of some police cars. And then there's one that I saw where it's shot from like parking lot level, and what you see is a big shadowy figure move across the parking lot area.
Again, it's just blurry.
Yeah, because here's the thing: you can't tell if it's because of the lights from the parking lot,
right,
causing somebody else's shadow to cast on the wall and look 10 feet tall.
Right, because you got over 60 cop cars with lights flashing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it's, and then you got camera crews, you got helicopter fucking beam coming down. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of different ways, you know.
We should be able to get better footage in this day and age.
I mean, we got good pictures of Uranus.
I know, right? James Webb telescope honed right. in on it and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, those are pretty good pictures.
JWT, that's what I call the probe of my anus.
Of your anus.
Oh, I said it wrong. Oops.
Oh, Chuck.
Aw. I just told the people my secret. No, it wasn't much of a secret. Aw.
Button didn't want to work. Damn it, Gus.
We can still blame
him. He's not looking so good over there.
No, he looks emaciated.
He does. I mean, you can see his ribs.
Dude needs a cheeseburger. Have you been forgetting to feed Gus while we haven't been recording?
Maybe.
You know you still got to feed Gus.
You doing all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, see, he's fine.
He's fine.
All right. So, with all of that being laid out for you, what do you got for us, Joe?
I want to talk a little bit more about some videos, because there are videos of at least, let me see, I know of two off the top of my head where people claim to have been there and witnessed it.
Okay.
So in the one, the guy, the graffiti artist who graffiti, and he was down there for exactly that, to show off his artwork and stuff. All right, so he's talking about these things, whether they be some kind of weird interdimensional beings or aliens.
That is something I've read a lot. Is yeah. that it's not like it's just E.T. coming from outer space. These are like interdimensional.
Right, a
like
portal opened up and these things came through it.
Oh, no, they didn't just come through it. They were like morphing in and out of our dimension.
Right, right. Or even the fact that whatever this thing is, it caused like a thinning of the veil, if you will.
Right.
And like you could see these things.
Which all in and goes out of, back to the CERN collider.
Yep, yep. Well, he tells the story of these kids who had a device that was about like the size of a DVD player or something, and they plug it all in right. and put it down.
You lost me. Get the fuck out of here.
When the device goes off and the noises start, that's when all this stuff starts happening. And I'm like, kids right. were able to invent a device that could right. pull things from another dimension.
Right. Stranger Things.
Is this Fringe?
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, no shit.
But he proceeds to draw it. He proceeds Saved to draw what he saw and stuff in the video. And, I mean, he comes across really convincing. But, you know, it's that thing. We could do the same thing right now
yeah.
and go on our TikToks. And post the same kind of video.
I like how he calls it the TikToks.
The TikToks. Mm-hmm.
That's what all the cool people call it.
That tickety-tockety thing you kids are all doing all day these and days.
Tickety-tockety with your hippity-hoppity.
Get off my lawn. Stop breakdancing.
I shit myself.
And the other one is a guy talking about going shoe shopping with his brother and his nephew. And his nephew is autistic, badly autistic, and maybe nonverbal or something.
Oh, dude, I was so going to ask if the nephew's the one that drew the picture then. We're going to cut that.
And this guy says that when they start hearing the noises and seeing the people run past where they're at in the shoe store. He swoops up his nephew and runs out of the store and follows the crowd. And his nephew can make some verbal noises or something. And so he's like, I think he wanted his blankie or something to make him feel comfortable. And he was pointing and saying, blankie, blankie, blankie. And then when he looks over his shoulder, he sees these creatures back there, and his nephew is pointing at these shadow creatures.
And calling them his blankie.
Well, I guess he was just calling for his blankie because he was uncomfortable.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah. And so both of these guys, again, when they talk, they seem credible. But, again, you got to go, I could go on there and say that I saw Bigfoot in my basement, you know, and act like it really happened, and I could describe it in full detail. And,
absolutely.
You know.
100%.
And I could come across as believable.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you know, and I watch dozens of these videos.
Yeah.
And it's just so convenient how many people just happen to be there.
Yeah.
Look, guys, you guys know, you know, I, for my YouTube channel, you know, you guys know I travel around. It's what I do. I go where, you know, the stuff is. And for New Year's, I just happened to be in Florida.
Yeah.
I was at the mall, and these were 10-foot tall interdimensional beings, man. Yeah. I saw them. I was there. You know, get the fuck out of here.
And, you know, one of the things they do a lot with these people, because if we did it, I think a lot of people would go, they talk about the paranormal, they have their podcast, it's a
they
whole
have an
big
agenda.
Thing, so we can't really rely on what they say.
Right, because we have an agenda.
But these guys, everyone who's looked into them goes, this is the first type of paranormal thing they've ever talked about on their channel.
Again,
so
what are the chances that all these people just so happen to be there?
I mean, it's a mall, there's a lot of people there.
To witness. Yeah, because that's what I do on New Year's.
I don't know. People do.
No.
New Year's, new shoes, right? Isn't that the saying?
I'm starting this year with new soles.
But, yeah,
that's right.
One thing that gets me is the fact, like I said, about the other brawl in California seeming much bigger but a less police presence. And then they keep saying this brawl, 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 teenagers, fireworks. Where are the videos of the teenagers with fireworks? Because I have been looking for them. Where are all of the
other videos of these interdimensional beings just, you know, coming through the veil inside the mall?
Right, because
where's the security camera footage?
Well, they, of course, then you see people who are saying things like, okay, if you're really afraid for your life and you see these horrifying interdimensional things, you're going to run, you're not going to pull your phone out. But if it was a fight, you're going to pull your phone out and you're going to take video of the fight.
And then, well, not if you think there's gunshots.
Yeah, I guess, man, but
if I think there's gunshots, I'm not going to be like,
I better stand here with my phone.
That's right. I'm a prime target.
I'm bigger than the rest of you.
Hey, Jerry, get the baby oil.
If we were there, we'd probably be like standing there. You'd be recording it, and you'd be like, get him, Chuck. And I have to like lube up and go over there.
You're almost 10 foot tall.
Go get him. You got weird fetishes.
I saw them tentacle posters.
My wife bought me those, dude.
I'm sure she did. Oh, boy.
She let me hang one right above the bed.
Nice.
Yeah, but then, of course, they say, well, there were cops cordoning off everything and checking everybody's phones before they left to make sure that they didn't have any weird evidence about this thing.
Okay, and again, that's something else that, yes, that's being said. This is what they're saying. There were no aliens, UFOs, or ETs. No airports were closed. No power outages.
But they say there was. They say the airports was closed.
Who said that?
I don't know. People do.
People do.
Yeah.
Trust me, dude, it would have been a much bigger thing if New Year's Day, one of the, you know, the busy holiday flying season, you know, my daughter flew home the day before this from Orlando.
Yeah.
And Florida. And, you know, I mean, she didn't have any problems.
Right. But then you keep hearing about.
You were with
about,
me. We went to pick her up from the airport together.
Yeah. But, you know, there are people who keep popping up going, okay, well, my power was out. The power all in my neighborhood was out.
Okay, so like this one little fucking neighborhood, the power goes
my power went out.
It's different. Jerry.
Everybody in Florida is old with the name Jerry.
Jerry or Bill. Sorry, Florida. Chuck made me say those things.
shit.
Didn't get the candles, Jerry. The lights is out.
Jerry walks in with baby oil.
I thought you said there's an alligator in here.
I was pretty sure there was.
Get the fucking alligator.
It was 10-foot alligators, and somebody got the words mixed up.
Right.
Hey, aliens. He was on the news. What's going on at the mall? And he's like, here was a 10-foot alien.
I can't spell alligator, so we're going to go with aliens. Bill! Baby oil stash. We need to look up and see how much baby oil is purchased in the state of Florida. Like, is it a disproportionately like larger amount of baby oil purchased in Florida than anywhere else?
Alligators. You know, they got like alligator wrestling shows and stuff. There was a whole TV show about the Florida Gator guys or whatever the fuck it was.
I don't remember
what it was called. We watched a few episodes of it.
The Florida Gator guys. Bill and Jerry.
I bet it was. I can't remember their names.
That's too fucking much, dude.
Oh, man. Maybe there was just a lot of cocaine at the mall that day.
Right.
It was like the 80s all over again.
But see, I understand, you know, like the whole idea of panic. You know, if you think you're hearing gunshots, you know, a fight breaks out, and next thing you know, you're hearing pop, 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 pop. My first thought's definitely not, it's probably fireworks.
Yeah.
And my second thought is definitely not interdimensional aliens.
Get a video of it.
My third thought is not get a video of it. You know what I'm saying? My first thought is those are gunshots, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just had a weird eye twitch.
Yeah, you did. It's some fucking aliens, man.
I think I've been possessed by one.
They're trying to come in through his butthole.
Yeah, see, they were shadowy, so they're not really full figured. They could go through walls or in go into your body.
Right, right.
I've had an alien in my body before.
The tentacles, dildos do not count. All right,
my wife just walks in the bedroom with like 8 tentacle dildos strapped to her.
She's like, do I have to do the dinosaur roaring sound? Yes, stay in character.
I got a pink wig on. Anime girl, schoolgirl outfit.
This episode has had so many twists and turns. I don't know what to do. All right, what else you got? Where's your rabbit hole leading us?
To me, it's leading to, I don't know, man. It's so weird that this should happen, but there's so much going on in the world that this was.
Tell the people the connections you've made.
This was a thought.
The interdimensional aliens and everything else you've connected to this.
Okay, let's go here first. I got an idea, okay? I had this thought, and a lot of people also had this thought, but I'm also iffy on the Project Bluebeam thing. I'm always iffy on these conspiracies. Ooh,
speaking of, what is the Project Bluebeam?
Why don't you enlighten the folks, Chris?
Okay, let's do that. So Project Bluebeam was first proposed in the early 1990s by journalist-turned-conspiracy theorist Sergei Monast, who had taken a deep interest in the writings of another conspiracy theorist, William Guy Carr. Monast began writing about secret societies, becoming particularly interested in the New World Order conspiracy theory, which served as the foundation for Project Bluebeam. In short, Project Bluebeam, it's a theory that's...
Yeah, let's make it short because I think we'll do a future episode on it.
Okay, yeah. So just to, you know, Chuck in a nutshell, okay?
Hey, so it's me, Chuck. I'm in a nutshell.
Basically, it suggests NASA, with support from the United Nations, it's attempting to create like a new world order by implementing like some kind of like new age religion that's led by the fucking Antichrist himself. But they're going to use like all this advanced technology to trick people into believing that he's really Christ.
Like holograms and shit.
Yes.
They're going to use holograms. And apparently the story goes, it's Project Bluebeam. They're going to make you believe that aliens are coming to the world by faking an alien invasion with holograms.
And the only one that can save us, Chuck Norris.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
Well, Chuck too.
Okay. Well, I can help, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you technically his right arm?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Oh, is that the one he uses a jerk off with?
That's why he always had that foam in the corner of your mouth. He really does it, though. We've all known somebody who always has that like white foam in the corner of their mouth.
Dry spit.
Yes, we've all known somebody that always has that.
Or somebody who's doing drugs.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like in your dream.
So, the Project Bluebeam thing is, some people have said this is the beginning of it. It was holograms, and they're using this to fake the alien invasion.
To what end?
To controlling the world.
Oh, because it's working so far. It's because, as far as I can tell, this shit was real big and then faded real fucking fast. Yeah. So good job, Project Bluebeam.
Well, there's been more alien sightings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't fucking know. I just heard about them.
Uh-huh. But no. Okay, so let's link these. So we've linked the aliens to Project Bluebeam. What else? Enlighten the people as you've so enlightened me on all the other things that are connected to Project Bluebeam and the aliens and the mall.
This was one of my first thoughts, okay? Because I'm really iffy on the fact that intelligent life coming over to our world, whether through dimensional portals or aircraft, spacecraft, whatever. You know, I was going to say that's probably out there, but how hard is it to get to where we are from where they are?
Right.
That sort of thing. So one of my first thoughts, and it's been corroborated by other people on the internet, is that this could be some sort of smokescreen to hide things from us U.S. citizens. By this
just
being
the U.S.,
such,
though.
Yeah, because this is such a big story, and it's really only in the U.S.
Yeah.
But the things like the war in Palestine and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
and Russia and Ukraine, there's a lot of stuff going on there with bombings and drone strikes, and it's killing children.
So basically, they're just trying to quiet down all of the war and all the natural disasters and everything by telling us the aliens are at the mall to get some new fucking
kicks. Because a lot of the people that I've experienced are more right-wing people. And a lot of those people I see a lot of people jumping into conspiracies. I know people who
QAnon.
Are QAnon. I know, the Trump supporters, and there's a lot of Trump supporters that I see that go, "Ain't no moon, it's a hologram. World's flat. We never been to space, you can't go to space." I see it all over the fucking place, right?
And I'm going to go and step on the sun, but I'm going to do it at night so it's not hot.
Yeah, dude. And that, you know, in Israel, and of course a lot of them, they're in support of Israel, even though, I mean, I'm going to just say this really fast. Israel has basically been a terrorist state its entire existence of, 70, 80 years?
Yikes.
It's been like 78
Hot
years.
Hot button topic, man. Where's my censorship fucking button here? Wow.
Israel didn't even exist there before World War II.
I know. But, dude.
They've been occupying parts of Palestine.
We really wanting to alienate our listeners?
And ghettoizing their population and taking over their farms and their land and stealing their food.
Okay.
And now they're bombing the hospitals. And I'm telling you, it's to cover up all these stories, dude.
I get that, but do we really want to fucking take it and like have like...
Oops, sorry, folks. I went on a tangent there.
Well, we know what Chuck thinks. He was just kidding. That Chuck.
I'm just reporting the news. It's not an op-ed piece. It's just news. So... Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on because the same day,
she really liked it.
In days leading up to it, there have been extreme natural disasters. There were earthquakes and tsunamis. There is fucking volcanic eruptions just tearing through Iceland. You know, and then of course there was those fucking Hawaiian fires right before it, and all the shit that's bringing, and then you got all these fucking billionaires that are apparently buying up farmland and building bunkers and shit. And then you've got,
I told you guys, he went down the fucking rabbit hole.
There's a fucking...
Chuck drank the Kool-Aid.
There is a fucking canyon ripping across Africa that is going to eventually separate part of the continent off and allow water to rush in, basically creating another sea and a division of African landmass.
And the best way to distract from this is to have aliens show up at a mall in Miami.
Well, because that's what keeps the conspiracy theorists occupied. You know what I mean? Otherwise, they have thousands of other things they can jump onto. But if they have this to latch onto, that's what they're going to latch onto.
Do not fit conspiracy theory.
Yeah, you would imagine, but conspiracy theorists will look at that and say some kind of conspiracy about it, dude.
How?
I don't know.
We're destroying the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. And we're too fucking stupid and greedy to stop.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah. And then there's so much political strife, even here in America, that...
Oh, we're not even going to get on that. You already took us out of Israel. We're going to leave that alone here in the States.
All right.
Fine. I mean, it's pretty obvious the way Chuck and I lean, and we're just going to leave it at that.
All right.
Yeah,
but I think that to me seems like the best idea of why this story got so big is because plant the seed of this as a huge conspiracy to divert the eyes of the conspiracy theorists so they're not talking about the other issues.
But you're talking about, like, the most brilliant minds in the world.
The conspiracy theorists?
No, the ones that came up with this. You know, the people at NASA and the United Nations and all of them. And, you know, they created the holograms of the
aliens.
I'm
not saying that they did that. I'm saying that they created the story.
Let's stay in the rabbit hole here. Let's stay in the rabbit hole. Okay, so let's say it was all bullshit. They created the story. We're staying in the rabbit hole here. Okay. It lasted all of about 27 seconds. It was a blip on the attention span of the average American. and this is coming from, like, the brilliant people. You'd think they would have come up with something that would have stuck, something that would have kept distracting. Only reason anybody's talking about that is because we're fucking idiots and we're talking about it. And we are self-admitted idiots. Thank you very much.
And there's just so much going on too, though. But that became such a big story, and yet I know a lot of people who only get their news from Fox News, and they have never heard about the tsunamis in Japan,
right,
or the fucking
all you're
going to
hear about on
Iceland.
There is the presidential
political run. Rhetoric sucking, yeah. Trump's nutsack.
He's full of piss and vinegar today, guys.
I think it's going to be a season of piss and vinegar. It's an election year.
True that, homie. So what's the end goal?
Just to distract the population
through
false holograms, falsified stories. No, they didn't have any actual holograms. They just made the story bigger than it actually was.
Who's this omnipotent they?
The media.
But the media didn't. The media are the ones going, hey, this is bullshit. It's TikTokers and influencers and
That's
YouTubers.
That's the media nowadays,
shit.
Man.
For kids it is. Yeah, you're right.
For even people our age and younger. The only people I know sitting around fucking watching the fucking television news are 50, 60, 70
years old.
Get the baby
oil, Bill.
I'm watching the news. That hot weather lady's on again.
Oh, that was fun. Was it good for you, baby? Show you my green screen. It's in my basement. It's not green. It's duct tape. Oh, God. That's just terrible.
Shit, man.
So, ultimately...
Do you have an opinion?
I think...
Do you just think that...
I think it was exactly what
brawl,
it was. I think
TikTokers blew up the story.
I think it was a large brawl. And I think that
here's the thing, though, too. If it was a large brawl, I saw way more cops in those police videos of this story than the entirety of the 2014 Ferguson riots.
That's true.
There was way more cops on the scene of this mall than there
was. That
mall
is probably bigger than Ferguson.
I don't know, dude. I grew up there. It's bigger than Collinsville.
Hey, you shut your fucking mouth. No, I don't know, man.
Why the police presence is something I want to know. Did they just get their wires crossed and get confused and too many showed up?
I think that there were so many 911 reports that they were thinking active shooters.
To terrorism.
Terrorism. They're thinking we have two gangs opening fire on each other inside a fucking loaded-ass mall. And, you know, we got to come in here, guns blazing, take them down and shit.
Yeah.
And they get there.
Like I said, even more so than just gangs. Just they could have thought terrorism.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
I heard this comedian.
And it's Florida of all fucking. I mean, if it was a mall in Texas, the same thing would happen. Now, if it's a school in Texas, they're just going to stand outside and let them finish.
You wanted to talk shit on me. Now we're attacking the cops, dude.
It's Texas. It's Texas. Come on.
Now we're attacking cops.
Everybody knows I get a pass when it comes to Texas. I lived there for 9 years.
Yeah, dude. Shit. Wow.
It's going to be a season, folks.
On the terrorist topic, I heard a comedian talking, and he was a brown skinned guy, and he had the beard and the headgear and all that.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he had his gym bag and he was running to get on the train and he saw the doors closing. And so he thought he would do something cool and throw his bag up. It would stop the doors.
Oh, God.
And it would stop the doors and he'd step onto the train. But he threw his bag into the train and the doors closed, and everybody in the train panics
because
they see him looking like an Islamist extremist,
right?
Throwing a bag off the train.
Oh, shit balls.
So it could have been something like that. People thought maybe terrorism, so they're calling the police and they're just going out full force.
Yeah, and they're just flooded with 911 calls.
Yeah.
You know? And so they're thinking like, hey, we got a fucking war coming down inside the fucking mall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So,
you know,
all you TikTokers, man, you got to stop blowing these stories up. Let's focus on the real stories.
Hey, man, you got to get those likes and downloads, man. Yeah. By the way, there were aliens. I was there.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I travel.
You were the aliens.
I was the aliens.
He was.
I was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why they're not there anymore.
I was there, too.
Back in Illinois.
It was me and Chris, and we put on our black bodysuit, spandex bodysuit things.
Right.
And we just we pogo sticked around the mall in our, you know, skin tight black bodysuits.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So mystery solved.
Oh, and I forgot I had a burrito that day and I farted and there was a lot of mist and smoke. And that's what the noises and the smoke and stuff was. Yeah. It was that.
Well, if you do watch our TikTok videos, we did one and, I didn't know that the rabbit wouldn't survive up there. Supposed to be a magic trick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. It went horribly wrong.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't even think about it. Poor Billy.
Poor Billy. Jerry, wasn't it? Oh, no, Jerry was the gopher.
Yeah. Yeah. He was also a race car driver. If you don't know, now you know.
Now I'm picturing a motherfucking gopher race car driver, just a gopher driving NASCAR, like, making tons of left turns. It's like
fucking kicking the shit out of Speed Racer.
What's that movie? I'm drawing a blank. With the gophers and shit.
Caddyshack.
It's like Caddyshack, but it's fucking NASCAR themed.
You're gonna have to bring it into. You're gonna have to at least bring it into the 2000s.
I don't know if any gopher movies from the 2000s. There's probably some Disney movie or something.
So I think we've got it solved. You know, we're pretty fucking thorough here.
Yeah.
You know, if I can get Chuck out of the rabbit hole.
I've been trying to catch rabbits. It's not pull a rabbit out of your ass, Chris. It's hat.
Oh, I didn't have a hat.
Oh, that's why.
Yes.
Best
next, it's Florida.
Next best thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, a hidey hole is a hidey hole. Well, that takes us into today's Trolling the Internet.
Oh, God, why are there so many trolls?
All right, buddy, what do you got for us?
All right, I got one here. This was on that video that was one of the guys who said, okay, you guys know I travel a lot.
Right.
And I was there. Jonathan Ramos says, it's because that's how, quote, aliens come to our world. Our world that is in a certain frequency. That is how you see a spaceship and then you don't. What? They're in our wavelength.
Okay.
And no, I'm not crazy. That's literally how we hear and see. Our brain and ears, eyes, etc., just programmed for that certain wavelength. Excellent example is dogs hear different wavelengths. That's why dog whistle works for them, but not us. When we ascend, it's when we no longer need our physical body and no longer we can travel to and where we want in a millisecond. Mind blown.
No, that's just not, that's not reality. I mean, yes, frequencies and stuff, but no, that's not reality.
Right. Like, yeah, we can't see infrared with our eyes.
Yeah, we don't see in frequency. We see in the refraction of light through the corner. Anywho, so I found this this page on Reddit. It's the Miami Mall mega thread.
Nice.
Yeah. But there's these four comments kind of back to back to back that, I mean, it just sums up everything Chuck has been saying this whole episode.
Cool.
So we'll start with Elohenji said, shouldn't the mall have security cameras?
Yeah, right?
What
happened to them?
To which Do Not Pet the Snake said, why won't they release harmless mall security footage? To which Academic 21, spelled horribly, horribly wrong, not even close, put, you wouldn't believe me, but Pentagon also should have had CCTV, but yet we got no video of a third 9/11 aircraft.
You know, I've heard a lot of people say that those were holograms. They do.
To which My Cat Needs Shoes replied, NASA's working on the cover-up video. They're never going to show us. And it's all making sense, Chuck.
Yep, I told you it would make sense. You just had to come a little farther in the hole.
Man, why does she always say that?
Was that the last part of the thing?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, all right. I've got a couple here. That one was long, so I'm going to do two back to back.
Sure.
Do you have any more after that?
Yeah, I got a couple more.
Okay. So here's one. This was by, I don't know if it's Smikms. It's S-M-I-K-M-S. And it Smikms. Says, this one is of on the video shot from the helicopter. The
okay.
Grainy footage of the people or thing walking in front
right.
of police cars. This person says, is this being recorded on a Nokia?
Might as well have been. Okay, so for the our younger listeners out there, Nokias were incredibly durable phones, yep. But the video quality was trash.
Everything else was trash. You could run those fuckers over,
with
but
a
you
car.
Couldn't, yeah, you couldn't take a picture of your friend right in front of you with that
right.
bitch.
It looked like he was robbing a bank.
This next one says, it's Stella Flannery, and it's on the same video. And it says, one, it's Florida. Two, the list for Epstein came out. Three, it's an election year. Four, hologram distractions.
Oh, shit. That's everything Chuck's been saying. Yep. That is true. That is very true, man.
Yep.
Yep. So I found a video, and this dude, it's a white guy wearing a do-rag. And in the video, he says he has proof. Now, proof, as he holds up a, can you guess what?
What?
A VHS tape. A VHS tape. A VHS tape, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's just, you know, three, four little comments here that I just thought were funny about this guy holding up his VHS tape, you know. And it says, first one's David K. 1917 says, this dude's going to release his next interview on 8-track tapes for us.
Oh, yeah, drop it on a remix.
MyCat 6206 says, yo, he is straight up playing us. A VHS tape? Are you serious? He might as well have raised a spool of 8mm reel-to-reel film.
He could put it on vinyl and DJs can remix it.
Toasty TTB Cookies 1543 says, a VHS, did we go back in time as well?
I got one here from Faith with a Y, Cassidy.
Hold on, one more.
You got more?
Stacy, on that same video, this is my last one. Stacy says, the aliens must be from the 80s with that VHS.
Hell yeah, I got a couple here. This one, like I said, was Faith Cassidy. Demons, not aliens.
Ooh.
By the way, if it was a projector, people wouldn't be running like that, freaking out. People can tell the difference between a projector photo and real life. Just saying.
Has she seen Spider-Man Far From Home? Just saying.
This one here is Jordan Lapata. It's funny, a few months ago, I saw a clip of someone claiming that the government was going to fake an alien invasion through holographics as the biggest distraction to come, and it makes a little too much sense to me. For the police, I don't believe the government tells the police anything just so it can appear real and believable. It's hard to know if anything is real anymore once you start discovering all the lies in the world.
Oh my God. Ugh.
This one from Myra Milam is all caps. The Epstein list was released. 2 exclamation points. Distraction. One exclamation point. Shiny aliens. Shiny aliens.
I love it. I love it.
And then here, too, Sarah Betancourt said, mind you, these beings are presumed to be able to physically see in other dimensions. Whether that's 4D or 5D, etc., I don't know. My theory is that they're looking for a portal key that we can see, but is indeed here somewhere. The particles are not visible to us because they're not of a 3D mechanism. I'm no astrophysicist, we could tell. I'm just a theory nerd for kicks and shit.
Really? You're not an expert? Who would have thunk it? Well, I think what it really comes down to is, yes, okay, governments are always going to try to distract us. They're never going to want to tell us the truth. They're never going to want us to know everything that's going on. It's always going to be, you know, look at the right hand while the left hand robs your wallet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it's always going to be something. If we keep getting caught up on dumb shit like this one, though, man, we're just making it too fucking easy on them. They don't even have to try at this point.
Yeah, but like you were saying about dividing the people, the division of the people, and the government's trying to keep these things, like, they want to keep us from gaining more power by coming together.
Right.
Which is why they try to, like, stir the pot between white people, black people, or
you know, political parties, anything, religions, anything.
And I think it's another reason why they let these conspiracy nuts run rampant, dude.
Well, I mean it's freedom of speech. Anything. They it's can't stop them.
Right, but still, it helps their cause to have people going, the moon ain't real, and other people like,
you're an idiot. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so what it really, really boils down to, though, is if there are aliens, believe you me, they're not fucking hiding. What are they scared of?
Right?
Some fucking treaty that Eisenhower made back in the 40s or whatever in fucking New Mexico or whatever.
Right?
Get the fuck out of here.
If they could get to our planet from where they are, their technology is so far beyond them, it's like we're ants.
That's right. That's exactly it. So as long as they leave me some ho-hos and, I don't know, maybe some fucking lasagna or something, I'll be like Garfield.
I wonder what alien lasagna is like.
I bet it's fucking delicious. I love lasagna. Anywho.
I was thinking about another thing that aliens that kind of sounds like lasagna. I wonder what that's like, too.
And with that, you guys remember, an open mind leads to endless possibilities. Join us next time for another piece of Weird Candy.